Sugya on the Daf Yirum and Beis first. You go to Yirum and Beis towards the bottom of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about different Amoraim, how they would open up their shir on what was their psicha, their introductory shir to Purim, to Megillah. So right where we are, if you see where the Tosfos are, those like odd looking Tosfos, it's like stuck in the middle of the Gemara. So around that those lines, right, eight lines down, it says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pasichla pischa. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would darshan the sugya of Megillah, he would open up with a high parsha semihacha. He would open up with the following pasuk. Says v'haya kasher sas Hashem elokeichem, when Hashem would be rejoiced, lashon sas leheitiv eschem, when it's good for you, kein yasis leharaschem, and when things are bad. Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy when things are good for the goyim, and he's also happy when things are bad for the goyim. Bein leheitiv, bein lehara. So the Gemara asks me, Chadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevapalten sherashayim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy? Is he besimcha lashon lechadei? Is he happy when they fall, when they get destroyed? V'haksiv, the pasuk says, b'tzeis lefanai hachalitz v'omrim hodu lashem kilam chasta. And they wanted to praise Hashem for the destruction of the enemies. And Amr Rabbi Yochanan mipnei malo ne'amar kitov. It only says hodu lashem kilam chasta. Why doesn't it say kitov kilam chasta? Why doesn't it say the words Kitov? The fisha ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach mimapalten shirasham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rejoice when they fall. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan goes on to say, my dichsev lo karv zel zeh kol laila, that they didn't come close to each other all night, referring to Malachim. Bikshu Malachi esharis lo mar shira. Malachim wanted to sing shira at Kriyas Yamsuf. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, masa yadai tovim bayam. My creations are drowning at sea. V'atem omrim shira. You're singing a song? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, who eino sas v'alachem meses? HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't happy, but others are meses. Others are b'bechinas sasa. So clearly, the Indian of sasan is something very, very appropriate and relevant for the sugya of Purim, the sugya of Maseches Megillah. Let's go to another famous Gemara. You've all seen this before, I would imagine, or heard of it. It's in Tes Zayin Amud Beis. If you go to the wide lines, just another application of the word sasam. So Gemara is darshing the famous pasuk that we say Matzah Shabbos. I don't think I mentioned this last time. Matzah Shabbos, when we talk about Hadassah, so we say a pasuk from Megillas Esther. Laihutim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sasam v'ikar. So what do each of these adjectives mean? So the Gemara says again, three wide lines down. Amar Rav Yehuda ora zutora. Ora is referring to the Torah. V'chein hu omer kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Simcha ze yamtiv v'chein hu omer v'samachta b'chagecha. Sason zumila v'chein hu omer sason ochi al miyasecha v'ikar elu tefillin v'chein hu omer ro'ka me'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yirumi mecha. So that's the drasha. We see the word sason appears yet again in the story of Purim. It's no coincidence that Shushan, which has two shins, is a center point, a focal point of the whole story. Shoshanas Yaakov, the shin and shins are a focal point. So we're going to discuss this Indian of two shins and two sins, how it relates to different things in the story of Purim. Relates Sason, relates to Chasana, to Brismila. We say Sason v'simcha at Chasana. We say Sason is referring to Brismila. We also have Tefillin, has two shins on top. That's also a Lashon of Sas. So what does this all mean? So we're going to get there. We're going to slowly build up. The piece we're doing tonight in Sif Seichein, it takes a little while to get into the piece, but hopefully we'll get into it and explain what this Indian of Sason is, how it relates in general. So we go a little deep today. Not deep in terms of the Yanni Kabbalah per se, but just some deep concepts of Sason v'Simcha. So we're right now in the middle of Hagdama test. We didn't finish it last week or 2 weeks ago, but you didn't have to be here for the previous discussion. So if you go to page Kuf Mem, this is in the middle of Hagdama test. He's going to describe to us the concept of Rikudim, dancing and singing and clapping. Now, it's a little long together. He builds up a very slow piece. So I don't know if I'm going to jump through it or not, but let's try to ride with it a little bit as he builds up the question he's trying to get to. So page Kuf Mem. He says, "Ubeze Ya'ir, einenu lahavin tam shemarbin berikudim hamchaos kapayim beisim chasperm." Why is there an inin to dance and clap hands? Now, every time there's a simcha, we dance and clap hands. You think there's a particular affinity to Purim, and we'll see why that is. Dancing and clapping hands. Dine ragle ha'adam heima ha'ivarim hayoseh chumrayim shebeguf adam. We know the feet, the legs, are the most chomer, the most gashmiest part of the body. V'romzim al ha'olam ha'gashmi hazeh. It reflects the most gashmius of a person. We know the Gemara Tainus says that man is half malach, half behema. Three things we do that were like behemos, eating and drinking and procreating, and the three things we do like malachim, standing up tall, lashon kodesh, and doing mitzvahs, I think the Gemara says. He quotes on the side here, Yisik mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. So the three things, we're half man, half animal, half angel. So the higher up our body is towards shemayim, it's like the sulam mutzav arta, rosha magia shemaya. So the rosh, the head of the man, is like a malach, and the bottom half is like a behema. So the lower down you go, sulam mutav arta, the closer to the ground, the more of a behema it is, the more gashmis it is. V'hu hayoser avu mugusham. The lower down the legs, the thicker, the more gashmis it is. V'or malchus yizbarach shema Hashem's malchus is mistater, is hidden. V'kisoy gadol shechashchus atavayim kolkach. It's very hidden, it's dark, it's shadowed. Ad she'ein makirin klal ba'or Hashem. Until the point where we don't even recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And that's what we've discussed in the past, Vizehu Sfiris Malchus. Of that chart we've discussed, Malchus is the lowest. Malchus has no nature in its own right. Chesed does, Gvura does, Hod. Malchus is nothing other than whatever fills up the Malchus, that's what it becomes. But in its own right, Malchus is nothing. It's the most gashmius thing that there is in this world. So he says, "Vizel sviros amalchus shehia tachtona meha eser sviros, which are the legs, she'ein lo shum or v'chius me'atzma, has no creation, no life of its own. Lachein hum malea bedinim, it's full of din. Vizel asiba sheyesh kama b'nei adam, so many people in this world. She mistovavim ba'olam hazeh, they're walking around ba'olam hazeh mileim begaiva, full of gaiva." I am the nothing else that matters. People who don't care about anyone else in this world, it's what Weinberger would call them, walking dead people. They walk around dead. They don't care about a thing. Anyone else, they don't even care about themselves. They're just dead. There's no life to them. There's no chias to them. That's people walking around. It's me and no one else in this world matters. And b'li shum hachna, no level of humility. Kevin she'ein margishim makim b'malchus yis baruch shema, they deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And he quotes a pasuk in the Ritilim, which indicates this, Al Toveinu Regel Gaiva. The word Regel and Gaiva are connected to each other. When a person's living in that world of feet, the world of Regel, he's living in the world of Gaiva. He says also that's why when Avram had the Malachim come to his house, come to his tent, he said, Rachse, I'm going to jump around by the next paragraph, I'm going to read a little further though, Avodah Zarah is also referring to Regel. Rachse Raglechem. The Avodah Zarah clings to a person's foot. It's on the regel, that's avodas elilim. That's in and of a regel, the in and of avodah zarah, the in and of gaiva. Let's skip to the next paragraph. V'chol zman she'odem muta v'chozech, when each of us are lying in a place of darkness. V'ein margish hashkachas Hashem olav, we don't feel Hashem's presence, b'pratiyos b'soch hateva, we don't sense Him. Azai misra b'hageyos shelo yoser v'yoser, we think more about ourselves than no one else. V'yaf shalom, we have people who are learning. U'mispalal nasim iruchak me'Hashem izbarach, people who are learning, and they're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechevin, someone told us, we had someone speak in Emek HaMelech, a guest speaker, Rosh Kola from the name is Rabbi Yisrael Wilk. Looked like a very young individual, younger than me he looked. Very beautiful shir he gave us today. He was talking about, he knows an individual who mamish learns all day long, but is not from Bechlau. Just loves to learn. He will learn with anyone, lumdish of a lumdish, and there's no life to him. And he was saying because they don't learn primis, they don't learn these and yana. That's a different generation we live in. They can't function without that level of life. There are people in this world who daven and learn, and they're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Techeven she'enu osa ma'isav l'shem shemayim, they do nothing l'shem shemayim, rak l'shem asma, whatever is good for me. As I kol ma shemosid bavoda, everything added is nisosiv gaiva, so it just fuels his gaiva further and further and further. Ad shechas v'shalom ein aniva hu yecholin ladur bedir achas. Where's that Gemara from? Anyone know? Sota. The Gemara Sota tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot be in the same world as this individual. And that's how bad things get. That's what it means to be a regel, to be in the legs, in the foot of a person. That's Bechinas Avoda, Shizara, Umize Bam, Chas Visham, Dinim, Kashim, Be'olam. Terrible things happen. Ki, Amru Chazal, Kozman, Shiesh, Avoda, Zar, Be'olam, Charon Af, Be'olam Hashem. Okay, let's jump to the next paragraph, because again, it's I told you, it's slowly building up. I want to get to the punchline. V'chein kasher ha'adam yirom imatzmo, when a person elevates himself, kitzas mi gashmiuso, he elevates himself a little bit from the gashmius that he lives in. And he elevates his brain, he elevates his heart above his mind, above his body rather, and his limbs. He begins to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit. There's no nature in this world. Hashem runs everything. You're hidden, that's true. As Yargish Ha'aras Ha'or Malchuso Yisbarach Shemo Mi'atzmo Yashich Tachas Geo Kal Mina Vodazara. He throws away the Gaiva, throws away the Vodazara. V'yira Tikef She'en Bahamama. She realizes the Gaiva is nothing, what I care is nothing. V'yizbatlu Ka'afra Dara. I'm nothing more than just dust and dirt. K'dimyon Ma'at Or Shedochar Be'mechoshech V'az Yitamtku Hadinim V'yisabchu Hadinim Shibar Aglayim L'rachim V'chasadim. So that's all the introduction. That again, when a person lives in that world of the foot, of the regel, then he's living in a terrible world of gaiva, of avodah zara, and nothingness. So what's rikudim? What are dancing? So he explains. V'chol zeh na'aseh ayidei rikudim. All this is done through dancing. Ki ha-rikudim ha-mchos kaf, dancing and clapping, nimshachin me'haruach shebelev, comes from the deep, the ruchnis inside a person. That's the ruchnis, the chis that a person needs. It comes out. Ki me'as bonenus b'nisei habore. V'ashkachasu ha-pravdes. When we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world with care, with miracles, it's mis'ora ha-simcha b'lev. It excites you. Ki b'simcha. V'zeh simcha magbias raglayim. It lifts your legs. When you hear the music, you begin to clap. You begin to pick up the legs. When you jump, when a person's flying, Eliyahu Novi flew away because he was completely removed from this world. So we're stuck. The gravity pulls us down. Our legs are stuck in this world. But when you dance and pick up your legs, you jump up and down, that is your expression of, I'm able to separate from the world of Gashmius. That's the idea of dancing, lifting up the legs. It's kinir b'chush, it appears, shekasher ha'odem margish simcha b'libo, as mislahev b'chagufa. His whole body gets excited, the energy, the adrenaline, the libo noses raglov lirkot, and it lifts his heart. His heart lifts up his legs to dance. Umake kaf al kaf bislabos, and begins to clap. So let's talk about this dancing just for a moment. Now, Purim Yom Kippur, we've discussed last time a little bit about the contrast between the two of them. So Yom Kippur, the idea is to remove the shoes. Shall Na'alecha me'araglecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu has Moshe remove the shoes. Yom Kippur is removing the shoes, removing the dirtiest part. The shoes, we know if you simply touch the shoes, there's a halakha, you have to wash your hands. That's the lowest part. That's the most gashmish in the world. So we take the shoes off in Yom Kippur. Purim is a higher letter level, as we discussed, where you wear the shoes, and you could still be a high level. You take the shoes, the dirtiest part of the body, the dirtiest part of the clothing, and you jump up with them. You're elevating with the rikudim. The lashon of rikudim, it's a lashon of merakid, Hilchos Shabbos. One of the lametes melachos is merakid, which means to sift. Person does rikudim, he's sifting with the good from the bad. He's elevating the good and the bad's dropping down. When he jumps up, the lashon of rikudim. It's similar, the Kutim Aran talks about in Reish Pei Beis. He mentions Borer. It doesn't elaborate on Borer, but Reish Pei Beis is a big one. If you haven't seen Reish Pei Beis, even if you don't learn the Breslov stuff, it's an easy piece. And something that every single person should learn about finding their nekuda, their shorish, and to bring that out, the best of them. He mentions the idea of borer, that borer, what's borer on Shabbos? I mean, everything in halacha has pnimius to it as well. So what's borer? The halacha of borer, when's borer mutter? Ochel mitoch psolas, biyad, and miyad. When you find that goodness, that tov inside you, the ochel, so it's not mutter unless you do something with this, unless you eat it miyad. To find that shorish that's inside you, not to do anything about this, it's meaningless. If you want to do Borin to pull the Ocha Mitoch Psolos, you have to do this Miyad and Biyad on your own, find it, and do something with it right away. That's in Indian, I spoke about this at the Purim Katan Sudan Eish before this. It said in the Pasuk last week, Shachachtes Hadeik Hetev, that a person is supposed to take the grind, the Ketor is very fine. That's what the Pasuk says, to grind the Ketor is in a very dark way. So we know the Gemara tells us, we say this in the morning, the person does it, a person has to say the words, and you omer, hadek hetev, hetev hadek, mipnei sha'kol yafa l'besamim. Because the sound is good for besamim. How is sound good for besamim? How does that increase the fragrance of the ketores? And the idea is, I think, this very point, that the person needs to tell themselves, to talk to yourselves and find something special inside of you, that makom dak, that nekuda, that's pnimi. That's one thing to find that makom dak inside a person, the shorish and the neshama that's hidden inside. But if you don't do anything with it, if you don't tell yourself that you could become someone great, then it's meaningless. You find that thing and tell yourself, hadik hatev, hatev hadik. That dak that I have inside me is something special and I can accomplish something great with it. That's what bor is. Bor is bor mito ochel mitoch psolas. To take the ochel and take it biyad with your own hand and miyad and do something with it. That's what rikudimar is, being meraki, taking the good from the bad. Let's dig a little deeper now. So the Indian of sason and dancing and sason v'simcha, there's a gemara that tells us in brachos, I forgot to get a gemara brachos with me, but there's two amarayim, that one of the amarayim, by Rava, I think the two ones talking, I think it's the beginning of the fifth parak, right there, right after the Mishnah. The gemara says that, is the brachos here? Yeah. That's fine, not a big deal. It's okay. I'll still get the point across. So the Gemara says that a certain Amor was very, very happy. So the Amor says to him, you know, why he's so happy? It says, Gila Virada. Gila means to be happy, Rada means to tremble. You can't ever be too happy in this world. You have to balance Gila Virada. So he says, I can't hold myself back because I'm wearing tefillin. I'm very happy that I'm wearing tefillin. I can't hold back my simcha. So the Gra talks about the Indian of tefillin and sason and simcha, because as I mentioned before, that the tefillin sharosh has two shins, which is the sason. So what's the concept of sason? The concept of sason, says the Gra, is when two opposites come together. We have in the shin one side four branches, the other shin has three branches. So gimel and dalet, three and four. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that all the osios have a certain drasha, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet. Hey, you've seen this Gemara in the back of end of Hilchos Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos? In other words, it says gimel is next to dal because gimel represents a gomel, one who does a chesed, and dal is a dal, a person who's an ani. So gimel dal is gomel dalim, to give to the poor. The gimel is giving the nosein, the dal is makabel. When two opposites come together, that's sasa. That's why also he says the three and four branches of the shin represent the three avos, and the dal imahos. When they come together, two opposites come together, that's sasa. That's when we clap hands. The right hand and the left hand, we clap. That's the excitement of two opposites coming together. That's why the chasana, when two opposites, a man and woman, come together, it's two opposites, it's sasam. That's why the bris milah, we said before, it's sas al mersecha, because the bris milah is a manifestation of that chasana of two opposites coming together. When that child gets older to be bar mitzvah, he wears tefillin for the first time, that's another manifestation of those two opposites coming together. That's the union of sasam. Two opposites coming together. That's the excitement of clapping hands. That's the excitement of rikudim, of sasam. That's when Purim is so exciting, because opposites come together. Because Purim, we wear that which is opposite. It's, as opposed to Yom Kippur, where we throw away all the gashmis. It's all day of ruchnias. Purim is able to embrace the gashmis, that which is opposite to ruchnias, and put it all together. So it's an amazing day of sasam, of rikudim, and clapping hands. That's one shot of sasam. There's another pshat of sason, which happens to really relate to last week's parsha and this week's parsha as well, but I'm not going to address this week's parsha, how it relates to it. Maybe if my mind goes in that place, but we'll see. In last week's parsha, connecting to tefillin for a moment, so we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see his face. He wanted to see the panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's impossible. Nobody could see my face and live. So he said, I'll tell you what, you could see the back of my head. And we know Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the back of the Kesher Shel Tefillin, which is shaped like a dal. Targum Yonason on there writes that he also saw the Kesher Shel Yad, which is shaped like a yud. He saw the dal and the yud. What did he not see? He wasn't zochah to see the shins on top of the Tefillin Sharosh, which is on the Kesher, the crown. That's the crown that we wear every single morning. He didn't see that Kesher. He wasn't able to see that crown. The Chidah says, although Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to see that crown, he wasn't able to see that shin, who was able to see that shin? Any guess? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was able to see that shin on the Keser. Where does he get that from? The Chori gets it from the Gemara Menachos, the famous Gemara Menachos. When Moshe Rabbeinu was writing the Tagin, the little Ksarim, the Keser, the crown, top of the letters. Which letters have the crown, anybody know? There are seven of them, Shatnez Gates, the first ones being Shin. Shatnez Gates, seven. Shatnez? Gimel Tzadi, there are seven letters that have Tagin on top of them. So Moshe Rabbeinu is busy writing the letters, but shot in his gates, these different crowns on top of the letters. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what in the world are these Tagim? So the Gemara Merachos describes how he says in the future there's going to be a Talmud Chacham who's going to darshan them. And Moshe Rabbeinu was brought into the future and he sat in the back of the classroom, a famous story, Rabbi Akiva's darshan. And one of his Talmidim asks him, how do you know this? And he says, ah, halach Moshe Misinai. And the Kavod HaRav, Moshe Rabbeinu was very satisfied with this. Why was he satisfied? He didn't know what was going on. It's a stira. Halach Moshe Misinai, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it. So how could that be that he had it traced back to the Sinai, but he didn't know what was going on? So this is the idea, I think. Keser, we're talking about crowns. Keser is the highest point. Keser, Chachma, and Bina. Keser is above Chachma, above our understanding. That's why Keser is worn above the head. It's on the crown. Chachma and Bina are here. Keser is beyond our understanding. Keser's Gematria, Keser is 620. How many letters are there in the Luchos? 620. Keser Osiris. The idea is, as Farim point out, is because there's 613 mitzvahs deraisa, plus 7 mitzvahs midirban. That's 620, that's Keser. So why are the mitzvahs midirban included in the Luchos? Moreover, I'll ask, there are some Rishonim who hold that mitzvahs midirban are counted as part of the Targum mitzvahs midiraisa. The Rambam goes crazy at how you say such a thing, but there are the Rishonim, like the Bahag, who counts Mrs. Derabanan as their Isis. So, in Chitzonios, a Derabanan is a much lesser mitzvah than a Deraisa. Safek Derabanan, Lakula, Safek Deraisa, Lachumar. In Pnimius, Midirabanan is a higher level than a Deraisa. Why? Firstly, we have a few proofs. The Gemara says several places, Asu Chizik Ledirehim. That the Derbanan made it more chumrus to Derbanan. Pasuk Pshat is because they had to overcompensate. But in Pnimius, it's because Derbanan are actually higher levels. Gemara says, Kola over al Dirbe Chachamim is Chai Misa. That's much more severe than a Stam Mitzvah Deraisa. So the idea is that every Derbanan Mitzvah, there are how many of them? 7 of them, are all hinted at in the Torah in the Luchos. That's why there are 620 letters, because all of them are included and hinted in the Luchos. But it takes a person who's a chacham, who can live in the world of keser, above the average mind, to figure out the mitzvahs midirban and how they're hinted. Who was that person who figured out the mitzvahs midirban? Rekiva, before Rekiva? Shlomo HaMelech. Where Ervin to Shlomo HaMelech was attributed with Ervin, Nitzias Adayim. He was the one who was really known as figuring out the mitzvahs midirban, because we know Shlomo was the smartest man. While Moshe was the greatest Navi, he wasn't the smartest man to live. He was the greatest Navi. Shlomo HaMelech was the greatest Chacham to live. So Shlomo, who lived above Moshe Rabbeinu in that world of Keser, he was able to figure it out. It was all in the Torah. It was Halach Moshe Mishinai. Rabbi Kiva, who lived after that time period of Shlomo HaMelech, so he was Zochah to see the Derabanan. Moshe wasn't Zochah to see this. Moshe only saw Tariq Mitzvahs. The Gemara Makkah says, how many Mitzvahs? Tariq Mitzvahs Moshe was taught. He wasn't taught the other 7. But the 7 were there. It was Halach Moshe Mishinai. It just wasn't figured out. Just like all this Pnimius that we're learning. This is also, the Rashbi learned things, that Rizal learned things that they Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn. It was there, it's hidden in the Torah, but over time, you begin to remove the layers and expose it. So the 7 mitzvahs of their bottom weren't yet exposed. So that's what it means to Halach Moshe Sinai, that he understood, but he didn't understand it. And that's why, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the world of Keser. It was above his knowledge, if I could say that. That's why the very end of last week's parsha, we know Cheda Egel, everyone had a keser, everyone had 2 crowns, everyone had Nasav and Nishma, every member of Klal Yisrael. And with Cheda Egel, they all went to Moshe Rabbeinu. He had 1.2 million crowns on his head, and that was part of the reason why he had this Orpanav, this Karen Orpanav on his face, part of that, because he had all these crowns. But what happens when he came down? Lo Yod, he was unaware, because Moshe didn't understand that world of keser. It was high up for him. It's hard to say this, but he wasn't privy to that world of Keser. And so that explains why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't showed the Shin either of the Tefillin. He was showed the Dalet and the Yud, but not the Shin. The Shin, it looks like a Keser. It's in the Makom of the Keser, the Tefillin Shirosh. It also happens to have 4 branches and 3 branches of the Shins, which total 7. The 7 mitzvahs midirabanan, which the Sfar HaKadoshim tell us the Shatnez gates. Those 7 letters correspond to the 7 mitzvahs midirabanan. Because those are the ones that have keser to it. The crowns. The crown, the highest level is Mitzvahs Midirabanan. That's the Inyan. And that's why Purim, which is a Mitzvah Midirabanan, one of the first Mitzvahs Midirabanan, This is like the prototype of a mitzvah midrabanan that was accepted in Makabal, but divrei Kabbalah. That's why it's an Indian of Sasan, Dafka, on Purim. Because they're celebrating the Indian of mitzvahs midrabanan. So there are two mahalchim here that I mixed together. One was two opposites coming together, Gashmis and Ruchnias, and the other mahalch is the divrei Kabbalah, the Indian of Dinei Dirabanan. And that's the dancing, that's the Rikudim on Purim. Let's go a little further, just finish this piece, and I will say one Indian about clapping hands. The Sipsach Harin continues to say now, Barikudim Shemagbi Atmo Lamala Minarakarka. Now the dancing, the jumping allows us to elevate from this world. And Mara Ha'odam Shirotila Tesmi Matsavo, a person is able to express himself. I want to leave my condition in this world, Mechomrea Megusham, this world of Gashmis. Lalos to elevate Uliskarev, Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem Sheyeh Yosef Ruchni, to be more Ruchnius. Kedimyon Gali Hayam, like the waves of the water. Hamarim Atman Lemala Vitzakim Tamir, they are always screaming, Onun Ba'inun Lemeve Kame Mal. We know when the world was created, the Kadosh Baruch Hu separated the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says in the times of Beis Hamikdash, the salt is going to be poured in the Mizbeach. The salt comes from the Mayim Tachtonim. And you're going to be elevated with the fire to be reunited with the Mayim Elyonim every single day as the waves go. It's a remembrance of that they want to come back. They're trying to jump up. It's a kvitsa. It's a rikud of the waves, of the water, trying to jump up to the Mayim Elyonim. When we're trying to jump up, we're jumping up like waves. You're dancing waves, moving back and forth. It's our expression of wanting to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, going back up to a place of ruchnius. The meaning of waves is also quite important. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, when they're building the Beis HaMikdash, so as they're building the outside, they made a marble, they left a little space they wanted to fill in with gold. Remember this Gemara in Sukkah? And Chacham said, before they put the gold in, he said, you know what? This looks nice the way it is. It looks like a wave. It goes in, indented, in and out. Leave it as is. Gold, waves. You know, imagine gold is nicer than waves. So I think the idea is because people go to the Beis HaMikdash for chizik, for inspiration. And the idea of inspiration is that life is ups and downs. Lives have waves. And we're always trying to climb higher and jump up, and sometimes things are down. And people, when they go to the Beis HaMikdash and see the waves, they realize this is the circle of life. This is how things cycle, ups and downs. And who experienced this firsthand? The Gemara tells us, the end of Maseches Yevamos, that Rabbi Gamliel was once traveling on a boat, and there was a big storm. And not too far away was another boat, and there was a Talmud Chacham on that boat. Now, Rabbi Gamliel was a very wealthy person, the Gemara tells us in many places. He had a very strong boat made of whatever it was made from. And his was unaffected by the storm, but the wooden boat nearby, a certain Talmud Chacham, splintered into different pieces. And the Gemara describes how he's very concerned with what happened with that Talmud Chacham. So he didn't hear what happened. He went, he made it to shore, he docked, he was giving a shir. In the middle of the shir, who shows up? That Talmud Chacham, who was on that boat that splintered away. Who was that Talmud Chacham? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who was on that. Rabbi Akiva, so he asked Rabbi Akiva, how did you make it? I saw your boat just fall apart. He says, I held on to a daf. I held on to a daf of wood, a plank of wood. Rabbi Fran made this Gemara very famous in the Daf Yomi, Sima Shas's, maybe two cycles ago, holding on to the Daf Yomi. It's referring to a daf, a board of the boat. So I held on to that daf. And every wave that came, I held on tighter. I dodged each wave at a time, each challenge I came into this world. That's the reference of the wave. That's why perhaps the Beis HaMikdash had to have the waves on the outside to remind everyone. All those who are seeking guidance and inspiration, lives are full of waves. But you have to hold on tightly to the daf, to the Eitz HaChaim, to the Torah, to stay strong. They're ups and then they're downs. There's dancing ups and downs. That's the Indian of waves. Ubazen, through this, a person's Megari Shachoshech, you're able to divorce, to send off all that darkness, v'agashma megufo, all the physicality from the body, u'mamshich malchus Hashem l'toch ha-madregos, and to draw Hashem down into this world ha-tachtonos, the lower world that we live in. Sheraglayim yimshichu achar ha-moach v'alei v'lo lehepech, that our mind, our heart should be the ones guiding our legs, not the legs guarding our mind and our heart. That's why it says in the pasuk v'yishlach, it says, Vayishlach Haratzim, I forget the pasuk exactly, because Esther, but when they send the letters out override the letters of Haman, the Ratzim, and send the Ratzim, Biyat HaRatzim, it's Vayishach Biyat HaRatzim, I think the pasuk says. They send in the hands of Ratzim, the Indian of running, to run. That we should be running with our legs, following our lev, following our moach. We should be dictating what should be properly done. Before we read the last paragraph, one point about, I know there's a lot of different things we said tonight, but the one point about kaf, about clapping hands, he has a very nice piece here about the Indian of clapping hands. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Arla, that the different bittel, the Indian of bittel and ratios. We know if a milk falls into chulm, for example, what's the bittel, what's the ratio? Shishim, bittel b'shishim. When it comes to Arla, you need bittel b'masayim, 200. Arla falls into something, if you have 200 times that Arla, it's mevatel the Arla. So what's the Gemara of kaf? 100. So two kaf and two, 200. So clapping hands is a way of being mevatel the ra. So rikudim is merakeh, jumping up and being merakeh, the good from the bad. Clapping is being mevatel, all that evil. That's the Indian of dancing, taking the ra and turning it into something that's tov. And finally the paragraph, and I'll finish with a story after we finish the end here. It says, Vayidei. By clapping hands, you excite yourself, you're inspiring some level of ruach, some spirituality inside a person. And you're now expressing, it's one thing to have a certain thought in your mind, but to be able to express that, to bring it out into this world, by doing this, you're able to send off all the dinim, all the evil in this world. You're able to bring down the clear world, the clear air, and the clear ruach after dancing and singing. This is the Indian of Sasan, of Purim, the Indian of clapping and dancing. So, one last story just about a little chizik in terms of people experiencing ups and downs in this world, opposites, waves. There's a smaisa, I forgot the Rav's name. He was a Talmud, I believe, of Chaim Mivolozhin. And this is the only thing we know about this individual. It's a story that appears in a few different svarim. I was driving over here trying to remember his name, but it escapes me. So Maisa goes that he was he lived in Europe, Vilozhin, and he wanted to make Aliyah, move to Eretz Yisrael. And so he sent his wife ahead. I believe his wife was sent ahead first to take care of setting up an apartment. And finally she sent word back that everything's okay, you're ready to come, bring the kids. So he had two kids. And so they're taking a boat ride, this Rav and this two kids. And they're coming closer to Eretz Yisrael. And they encounter a terrible storm. The same storm that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva experienced. And their boat was not built like Rabbi Gamliel's boat, it was built like Rabbi Kiva's boat. And the boat fell apart, capsized. And the Rav knew how to swim. So he held on tight, and his two kids were holding on to his arms, and he was swimming. He was swimming in the direction the boat was going, and they weren't sure how far they were, how many miles away they were from Eretz Yisrael. And he's busy swimming, holding on to his kids. There's nothing keeping them afloat other than his own legs and arms. So imagine how hard that is. Try doing that like in a pool. So he's swimming, and then he's realizing he can't make it anymore. He can't hold on to his kids. He just doesn't have energy. And he says to his kids, I need to let one of you go. I can't hold on to both of you. And the two versions here, there's the real version and there's one that's a little nicer version. One version goes that there was a boy and a girl, and he said, the boy comes first, and chayv mitzvahs and all that stuff. And the other story is that the genders were never discussed, that he just, two boys or two girls, and he had to decide which one, and whatever decision he made. So he said, he said his last words, and it's a terrible thing. I love you, and I need to let go. And he's about to let go of one of his kids. And as he's about to let go and release him or her, so the child begins to say, Tati, Tati, don't let go of me. Don't let go of me. He's screaming, Tati, Tati, please don't let me go. And he was inspired and to hold on to her with the newfound strength. He held on to her for longer. And he's swimming more and more, and then he says, I'm going to pass out, I can't do this anymore. He begins to let go, and again, Tati, Tati, please don't let me go. And this went on until finally they got to shore. He held on to her the whole time. And he falls onto the shore and passes out. And the two kids are on top of him trying to wake up their father. And he's mamish passed out, and he finally wakes up. And the girl, the boy says to him, Tati, thank you so much. Thank you so much for not letting me go. Thank you for saving my life. And the father said, the Rav says, I didn't save your life. You saved your own life. Because every time you screamed out Tati to me, I was able to listen and answer your prayers. And the lesson, when he went to, he settled in this Rav and he gave a shir, he said, the lesson was during Chodesh Elul. He said, oftentimes we feel like we're falling, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is letting us slip. He's letting go of our hands. But as long as we scream out to Avinu Sheba Shemaim, or Tati and Shemaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu won't let us go. Keep calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, despite all the waves, all the ups and downs and challenges in this world. Keep screaming out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Purim in particular is a day of tefillah, a day to call out to Avinu Sheba Shemaim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu won't let us go. Yitzha Hashem Mishpizacha, to always stay attached to Kadosh Baruch Hu, hold on tight, and find that place of sason and simcha. The Gula Shema Bamitas Hera Mino Main Via Main.